I want to make sure we do a check first. Meredith, how we doing? You over there? You good? You bye?
Yeah, random contractions right now. Just nothing, I guess, regular. So I'm keeping track of the ones that are right next to each other. But if there's this sporadic, then there's nothing I can do.
You're seated, though. You haven't stood up. So are you more comfortable now?
A little bit more comfortable, okay. Yes. But if see me standing, you know.
I saw you stand up and go down, like, you know, during the mix and stuff. Yeah. And I was like, I know she's feeling it. Just in case you weren't aware, Meredith is in the 11th hour.
Yeah.
It's about to go down.
Mucus plug is gone.
It's gone. It went yesterday.
It's gone. It's gone.
Uh-huh.
So just to let you know, we might stop all this and have to go ahead and emergency plan.
Doctor's going to drive me to my house. Is that the emergency plan?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
No, not to the house, to the hospital.
Oh,
to the hospital. Right. You go straight to the hospital. Yeah. The plan is he takes you straight to the hospital, that calls Anthony. Anthony gets the bag. The grandparentals come over and grab Aubrey.
Gotcha.
You got something to put on your seats?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do. Right. I have a towel.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Because you got those thick, leather
thick towel.
Seats.
I feel like, water break? Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I feel like that was a test. Your leather. I thought that was a test. When she was like, you going to take me home? I'm like, no, I'm taking you to the hospital.
Yeah.
Passed.
I'll feed her ice chips on the way there.
Yeah exactly. Yeah. All right. Now, we wanted to have this conversation because, and I think the best way to veil it is to say, you know what? We got to talk about hate for a second. And you don't want, it's not a promotion to hate, but there's a lot going on. Like, people are hating for good things, like hating the fact that these guys haven't been prosecuted yet, hating the fact that there hasn't been any responsibility for the death of George Floyd, hating the fact that you have to have intense conversations with your family members and friends, hating the fact that you have to explain to young children. Like, we've had people who said, I have a kid who's 9, I have a child who's 8, I have a child who, I have a husband who runs, and I hate the fact that we now have to discuss safety and things like that. I have friends who are not black who are hating the fact that they weren't aware that this is such a prevalent thing and it isn't better. I talked with one of our DJs and program directors of our news talk station, and he told me, I just didn't know that it was so bad. He said, I just assumed, he's like, because I don't face it, I assumed things were getting better. And now reading what I've seen posted by me and by some other folks, he said, I've now learned that I haven't been aware of what the plight has been. And so he hated that feeling. So much so, I will tell you that we had a long conversation of 30 minutes yesterday, and he said something that sent off an alarm. You know, you can see a light bulb go off on somebody's head. He said to me, he said, I don't remember which murder it was, like a few murders ago. And then he stopped. Mm. And he says, I don't believe I just said that. He's like, I can't even remember which murder it was. And he said, to hear that out loud just told me that it's been much worse than I've noticed. And the light bulb went off, and that conversation immediately changed because it wasn't an argument. He was like, I'm with you. What can I do? But when he said that, it boom went off over his head. And I looked at him. I'm like,
there's the problem.
I'm like, did you hear what you just said? He's like, it's happened so often. And he's like, and it just doesn't happen to me. But now I'm seeing how much it happens. So hate is a part of this. I understand that. But anybody from Martin Luther King, anybody from Desmond Tutu, anybody from any walk of life, from professors that I've had, have talked about the fact that hate is divisive, and hate is, it's like a cancer inside you. It can eat you up. Wiz Khalifa made a comment that he's being lambasted about, where he said, don't fight hate with hate. Take action, but do it with love. And he's getting ripped on Twitter about it because people are like, yo, Wiz, you pothead, you crazy, you lost your mind. You know, because people want to ride. People want to go out and they want to go at it and they want to ride out. And when we had our conversation on Wednesday, we had people from all over the spectrum who wanted to discuss that they wanted an eye for an eye, that they were like Old Testament all day. And Old Testament is Old Testament for a reason, by the way. And they wanted to go the hate route. And I even mentioned the fact that I wanted to hate more because I felt like I was doing a disservice to the pain that we're experiencing because I wasn't hating enough. Mm-hmm. I was being too calm. I was being too cool about it. When I wasn't, I was in pain, but I can't hate bland, like, I just can't hate blankly. I hate the fact that they haven't been brought to justice. I hate that press conference didn't end in them saying they've been arrested and they're getting ready to pay for this crime. I hate that. But we have to make sure that we don't, and I say we, meaning we, everybody, Minneapolis, LA, the people here who are emotional. Rioting, looting, I will never, and this isn't just about this, I will never look at that as a good thing. When we went through Rodney King, when we went through the riots that happened in St. Pete, even any type of looting, the way when Rodney King happened, my dad talked about it, and he said what you said yesterday to Vanessa when Vanessa said, "I'm gonna go get me something." If they was doing it
at Target, yeah, when they were looting,
and she was saying it as a joke about the news that we were seeing, and you said what?
I said, well, I was talking about my mama. I was like, don't you come home. Like, my mom would just be so disappointed that just taking part in something like that.
And that's what my dad said. Boy, don't you be out there, because if I saw you on TV with something, please believe you're going to have to answer to me.
Your face is everywhere.
And he said to me, he was like, you so mad that you need to go steal a TV. He's like, where does that even correlate? And when he said that, I was like, I saw it differently. Again, I got a lot of these lessons from my father. And so when I see this, and then it made more sense to me when Reginald Denny, I don't know if y'all remember that name, but when Rodney King happened, there was a truck driver who was pulled out of his car at the intersection, and they started hitting him with bricks. Mm. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing the Ric Flair, woo, and kind of like just posing and boom and holding their hands up and everything else. And when I saw that, I was like, you're so angry that police did this to a black man speeding in a Hyundai, which honestly is a crime in itself because you ain't supposed to be driving a Hyundai like that. But the fact that he almost lost his life and they beat him and got away with it, grabbing somebody who did nothing out of the car and beating him and then celebrating it like you're happy kind of really blew my mind, because I'm like, you're supposed to be hurting. Same way yesterday when I saw people in Minneapolis throwing and hurling bricks at the police, and when they busted out the police's window and the police were running away to get their vehicles away, they were cheering and celebrating. And I'm like, did we forget that George Floyd is in a box? We didn't. You can't celebrate it. So it messes up the message. And that's what I wanted to say. Because we had that conversation on Wednesday, and we're back to fun, but we still got a lot going on, and I want us to be aware. We're able to have these conversations so we could be aware, so we don't follow suit with LA, so we don't follow suit with these other cities who are duplicating that kind of activity. Because I believe you undermine everything when you start acting illegal, because then you prove what people are trying to say about you. It changes it away from... If somebody did something to somebody like George Floyd and we saw it happen, we need action for that. We don't need anything to pull away from that story. And these things, burning a building is not going to be a help. Burning somebody's stuff or tearing up their stuff is not going to be, especially when people riot in their own hood. Mm. I don't think any rioting is good. I don't think any looting is good. But doing that in your own, tearing down your own, is so counterproductive. Because after it ends, now you don't have a bodega. Now you don't have a local store to go get resources. Like, you don't have those things. So it's so counterproductive, and it takes away from what the main thing should be, that you want justice for George Floyd, that you want justice for Ahmaud Arbery, that you want justice for Eric Garner. Whomever it is, looting and violent activity is not it. So the fact that Wiz is getting lambasted about it, it breaks my heart.
What if there is no justice, though?
We all said it can't.
Because we've seen that happen.
We have seen that happen. And that's why we're trying to go about it differently, by asking, by demanding, by imploring people who are witnessing it now for the first time in Technicolor to join. People are having this conversation who've never had it before.
Mm-hmm.
People who are a voting public that these people who are looking for votes want. They don't just want the African-American vote. They love the African-American vote, but they want everybody else. That's why one of the people that I know on Facebook posted, while we love your likes and your prayers and your thoughts, what we really would like is for you to go to your prayer meetings, go to your dinner table, go to your friends in your circle where we aren't, and have this conversation. Because that is where people can now be like talking, like I talked with our news director yesterday, because those conversations can help. Because like I put up with Mr. McCleary that said, you know, I've never seen this type of thing before and I usually don't get involved in this, but after seeing what I saw, this has to change and I need to be a part of it, and all of us need to be a part of it. And you can't ask the victims to fix the problem. And the people who are victimized can't be the people that are standing up. People who are in Me Too can't be the people fighting. We have to fight for those people. People who are dealing with oppression of Black people can't be the people who fight the fight. We have to fight for them. So when you hear that, it's a different energy. We can't let it go away. And the people who are offended, who aren't Black, have to help that cause as well. And it hasn't never been this loud.
Come together.
So I think that that's going to be a difference. I could be wrong because, we've seen it
right
over and over and over again. But burning down people's stuff is never going to be it.
Well, Wiz was just, he was speaking how he felt, but also isn't that what MLK said?
He did. And was held. I mean, but now a lot of people were mad at him about it. They gave him hell about it because there was also
Wiz
another
or
faction.
MLK.
Okay. Because Martin Luther King was always talking about that you know, there has to be peace and you have to, you know, move a certain way. And there was another faction that was brewing. And as MLK's life traveled, you realize that, you know, the Huey Newtons and the Black Panthers and the Malcolm X's of the time started to say, no, by any means necessary, we won't kowtow to this and blah, blah, blah. So there was a different narrative. And so then it started looking like it was a passing of the guard. And at that latter part of MLK's life, he was talking about maybe there is a little bit more activity that we need to do instead of just being passive. We might need to show force. And that's where he was snuffed out. Mm-hmm. But also, conversely, that's where that's where Malcolm X started moving to the center of peace. So you see the shift, mm-hmm. you know, and realizing that and learning from it is where we can do better. We have to get it right, and we can't do it alone. We've tried and it hasn't worked that way. So you can't keep doing the same thing and expect a different outcome. That's insanity. We always hear that. So we have to do it differently. And I think this, because we said it, if the silver lining can be of George Floyd's death being in Technicolor, and that close, it wasn't even 3 weeks before when we saw Ahmaud Arbery, but it was still down in the distance, but we watched a person die, and that jarred us, where we cried and we socialed and it tore us up. But to see so closely, to see the life come out of George Floyd from right there, mm-hmm. and watch the person who we just saw report that they worked together, mm-hmm. by the way, for a security firm. The officer who killed him and George Floyd worked for the same security organization.
Oh, wow.
They were basically security at a club together. So the fact that this man took his life so closely has jarred enough people where it's like, okay, like, let's see where this goes. But we still got to stay on. And still, it's not just slacktivism. You can't just like stuff. You can't just repost. And with COVID, it makes it hard to assemble. I wish we didn't have this hurdle to go over. But it doesn't mean you got to burn things down. Because honestly, when you hear words like thug and everybody gets hot about it, I don't think anybody should be called a thug. But also, I'm not too sensitive to it because Young Thug, Bone Thugs, We Thugging, I'm a Thug, Trick Daddy with the kids choir saying all day, every day. That's right, because I'm a thug. It's been celebrated, and it doesn't hit me the same way as it does when it's in print in the news.
From the president,
right? Right. And I wasn't hot about that because I think somebody burning down a building in the name of something is criminal and dangerous. What if somebody died in that fire?
And you see at Target that now all these videos are coming out of people that were coming in and fighting one another. And like you said, it almost changes the narrative of, you know, why they're doing all that. And it becomes, it takes away from what happened with George Floyd when they're fighting each other. You know, that's not what it's about. They should be standing together and protesting.
And be angry.
And be angry, absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, I saw people out there screaming. There was a girl that we talked about yesterday who was on Facebook Live when they were tear gassing everybody in Minneapolis. And she was one of the people who were allowed to be on live because they were either she kept saying they're jamming a signal because everybody with her couldn't get on live. Mm. And Facebook was kicking people off as well because it was violence and they have those standards and all this stuff. And she kept saying that. She was screaming at the people out there, stop throwing stuff at the police. But she's screaming at the police, you know, prosecute, you know, I can't breathe, you know, and they're tear gassing her and she's coughing and she's like, we ain't giving up. We're not going. Like, she was leading the charge.
Right.
But lambast and everybody else who's throwing stuff at the police, she's like, this is a peaceful protest.
Right,
we don't need to be like making them shoot us. You're going to make them kill us by throwing bottles at them. Like, we need to show them. And so she had 100,000 people. She's like, I don't believe 100,000 people are watching me from around the world. I saw South Africa, we're with you. You know, I'm in the UK and I'm with you. I'm standing with you. I wish I was there with you. You know, protect yourselves. Be safe all around the world. And this girl is amazed that these people are with her. But she was fighting the fight, but screaming at people to not make it violent. And I thought it was telling because you don't want to make it violent, so then it's now about those actions, because those actions do deserve coverage and news. It shouldn't change the narrative, but we also have made it change by getting so off the subject.
Well, it's headline news this morning. That was the first thing I saw when I woke up, was the police precinct burnt down.
Right.
That was the first thing I read, instead of a story about the progression of George Floyd. Correct.
Of the charges.
Right. And how disappointed the family was. I didn't see any of that this morning.
Right.
I think the protesters they're in a position where they're not seeing any action from the law enforcement or the people that are held to make action.
And that's a tragedy.
The governor, the mayor, somebody said that they're far away from the conclusion of this investigation. And it just seems like this keeps happening.
Right.
Right. And that's the sad part, because that's the part where we have to demand that it happens. But that doesn't mean I can't demand carrying a TV.
Right.
I can't make an argument that you saw what happened. They just said it on Good Morning America. We saw it live on camera. It shouldn't take this long to prosecute that person for what they did.
Right.
To prosecute all those people for their participation.
Exactly.
But the argument that I'm making right now is clear. If I'm making that argument by carrying something out of somebody's store, I'm not being heard the same way. That's all I'm saying.
You're right. But those people, I think, also are in the minority, where there are a lot more people peacefully protesting.
Right.
And they get lumped into that same group.
It happens.
Because when the building is smoking and everybody's out there cheering, it makes it an issue. And I'm just saying out loud, because this platform that we use for fun and for baby watch and for everything else that we're doing, I felt it's our responsibility to say it out loud. So if anybody is unclear, at least the people who heard on our show hear that you undermine the plan if you take it off of the focus, off of what is apparent.
Keep the thing, as you say.
Keep the thing, the thing. The thing is that George Floyd lost his life, and we saw that, and that's the argument. The video that gave us Ahmaud Arbery's killers, that was it. Talking about him in the construction house, talking about him rapping in his car, talking about all this. Nope, don't change the subject. The video is you shot that man. We seen it. Don't change the subject. Nope, don't try and mind trick us. Mm-hmm. No, but we mind trick the conversation when we change it to, okay, well, we going to tear this up. Okay, well, we going to flip this over. Okay, well, we going to burn this down. Because let somebody lose their life in one of those things.
They have.
Yeah, there's
right.
been two deaths.
That's what I'm saying. Life. Let somebody lose their life in those things, and now the narrative changes to, yep, it was something that happened, but here's what happened. You don't want a but. A but undermines the thing. The thing that is the thing has to remain the thing.
I think a lot could be done to quell these protests if they just arrested these officers.
Absolutely.
That would be a huge step in calming things down.
For sure.
But
I agree.
But the inaction.
But what happens after they arrest the people? Are you going to bring the TV back? It's just stuff. Stuff isn't important. But the principle of it. They arrest the people today. They go to jail today. We still need a conviction. So that's going to be months away.
Right.
But they arrest them today. Is everybody going home? Everybody go home because now y'all happy that it's arrested. Things are still smoldering because stuff is on fire. Stuff is still destructed. Now your hood is gone. And now the morals are gone because every time you ride by, you're seeing all this destruction. So now how do you heal? That's what I'm just trying. I get we're all angry, but I'm saying the conversation has to have clarity where you like, they arrest them today. Stuff is still on fire.
What's the next
They arrest them today. The man that was on the maintenance man that was inside that building that you burned, or the person that was in there doing the inspection that died, is now dead. His family is now mourning. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's a part of that we have to be responsible for. It doesn't undermine what that officer did. That officer did a heinous crime that is a wrong thing to do, and that we witnessed happen, and we want justice for it, and we're demanding justice for it, but demanding it with a fist, waving in the air is incredible, but a fist that is with a Molotov cocktail that is burning down things and taking life undermines the argument.
I agree. I just see both sides of it.
I don't see both sides of it.
I do.
We can't see both sides of it. You're a business owner. You're a responsible grown man. You're not the 18-year-old Davi with the fresh backyard tattoos. You're a man.
But I understand that.
With
but
a
I
microphone.
Still, I understand that, but I still see the side of the no justice, no peace.
No justice, no peace is not a bad thing. No justice, no peace while I burn down a building is wrong.
Because the hashtags haven't been working. The calls and the emails.
That doesn't mean burning.
I'm not
is
condoning
a thing.
Burning.
But that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the rioting, looting, and burning.
I think the rioting and the looting is the minority, where there's still tens of thousands of people outside on the streets demanding justice,
but,
being peaceful.
Okay, so bad apple spoils the bunch. If five of us are out there, you know that one dude who always gets you in a fight? We talked about it before. Like, mm-hmm. You're like, man, I don't hang with them dudes no more. Because it'd be 10 of us friends having a good time. One of them go over there and start a fight. That's the minority, right? But all of us going to jail. Because we out here fighting because our homie started a fight. Now we all got to go in there and represent him because we all came together and clicked up. We had that conversation years ago, remember?
Right.
So it's the same way in this way. You have all these people doing the right thing. And you have these 100,000 over here doing the right thing. 6,000 burning down stuff and killing folks. The 6,000 is going to be the majority now because it's going to make the most noise. Because life is still being lost. Remember, we said taking someone's life in the middle of the street is wrong. So if we do something over here in response that someone loses a life, we've now equated us to the wrong.
I understand that. I just think that same analogy with the 6,000 and the 1,000 can be said about the police department.
And we're all angry. And we are saying the same thing, but
we
I'm
are.
Saying there's no buts after you're undermining the thing. You're undermining George Floyd's loss
with
destruction. It's undermining it. There's no, you can be angry about it. It could be unfair. It could be, I want it faster and everything else, but you're undermining it. I have to say that because I feel responsible because we had a long conversation on Wednesday. We allowed everybody to get in and seeing this, it's a moment we could share that we don't have to all feel we can get there the same way, but we have to understand that destruction and life lost is wrong, and if you're arguing that you can't take lives, then that means that you can't take lives on the response. Taking life is wrong, so taking life is wrong over here, and people are dying out there. You're burning things down and killing people. It can't happen. It can't. And that's heartbreaking, okay? So I see a lot of texts coming in. We can grab a couple, and then we can take our break. What we got?
Davi, that's the minority, the same mentality that we should have with the criminals who killed them too. We've seen something, said something. How about seeing something and doing something? Time to make citizens' arrests.
Another text, the bad apples do spoil the bunch, and that goes for police as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I saw some posts yesterday from some officers who said that what they would have done. And I like that, but I want to see that in action.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, it's dangerous. It's Davi, it's dangerous with the collective mind and what you're saying. Somebody else says, I'm with Davi. This country, as well as many others, were built on war and savagery. Civilization came after the smoke clears.
Well, that is true. That's how we came here. Even my four-year-old knows how wrong this was. We were watching the news together this morning. I couldn't believe they burnt down almost the entire city. He looked at me wanting to know, why is the cop sitting on that guy? How do you explain this to a four-year-old?
I don't think you need to explain it to a four-year-old. I think you need to say that, you know, that's just, don't you worry about it. Go watch Elmo.
At the 863, silent protest was wrong. Vocal protest was wrong. Rioting was wrong. What form of protest would the privileged accept as a reasonable here? Because it seems like the privileged want black folks to just sit and accept it.
No. I mean, I understand that anger, but that's not true. Silent protest has never been wrong. When he sat down, he didn't say anything about it. He didn't tell anybody what he was doing. He sat there.
Then
somebody explained to him that, hey, that's kind of disrespectful. And he's like, well, this is what I feel. And they said, well, why don't you kneel? And so he's like, it's more respect when you kneel. You kneel in front of coaches. You kneel to get knighted. You can kneel and still have respect. He's like, oh, I'll do it that way. He didn't do a press conference. He didn't say nothing. He didn't do nothing. He just did it silently. And everybody got mad at him. So silent is disrespected. In that case, shouldn't be. He didn't burn anything. He didn't tell people to do anything. He didn't become a focal point. He did what he thought because of what's happening now. And the person I talked to yesterday said, now I honestly understand what he was kneeling for.
Right.
You know, I didn't before, but I do. And
which
that's
is pretty eye-opening.
That's an epiphany that a lot of people didn't have before.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that makes it different as well. But we can't expect that to be it.
Yeah.
There's still candidates who are trying to get into office. Whoever it is, they got to step up and to make some kind of plan to make this better.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
At the 863, it says the Target burning started out when Target refused to allow the masses to buy milk and water to use to calm their eyes after the pepper spray.
Okay.
Oh.
I mean, you can take that one.
Right. Listen.
All day long.
You have at it.
I mean, does that give you the right to completely destroy the entire store?
It does not.
Someone made a comment saying, now what happens if these police officers don't get arrested? What's going to happen after that? And that makes up a good point because people are outraged right now. So if
I think they're trying to show you what would happen.
Right.
Right.
Like, this is just the tip of the iceberg. That's what I feel like they're trying to show.
And maybe that's what that message is trying to convey.
And it probably wouldn't be relegated to just Minneapolis. This would be a national thing.
It's a national thing now. There are four cities that they just showed a screen.
Denver, Los Angeles,
Minneapolis, and I believe New York.
New York, yep.
That's all the four cities that are having, you know, types of unrest right now. And that's why, I mean, again, because I don't want us to become one of those, but I don't mind us showing up somewhere with masks and socially distanced and showing, you know, power in numbers. But I just want to remind everybody out there that, listen, you know, it takes away from the conversation. It takes away from the point that the wrong that was done. I don't want your response to outweigh the thing. You guys all kept talking about the fact that you don't want the cure to be worse than the disease when we were dealing with the pandemic. This is the same thing. You don't want the cure to be worse than the original crime. The original crime is so bad that we need to let that live. We don't need to overshadow it.
If I could read this last text, my computer's on 1%. I want to get it before it dies. It says, out the 941, please let my husband come home safe. Please let him keep his community safe. With an officer who works in a 100% black community, a community that he would die for, even if it meant to fight against his own people to ensure that that community is safe and that those bad apples we hurt, that this has never happened again. My husband has done everything he can to continue to show that he will keep anyone and everyone safe. There goes my computer.
It just shut down.
But that's an amazing thing to hear because that's somebody out there who's doing it the right way and protecting and serving, which is what he took an oath to do. And we wish everybody else was doing that. This is all I wanted to say because, like I said, we've shut down Meredith's birth. We've stopped contractions.
That baby gonna come out with a fist up.
Yeah.
Fight the power.
Yes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.